Today's scripture is from James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith apart from works is barren? Was not our ancestor Abraham justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was brought to completion by the works. Thus the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Likewise, was not Rahab the prostitute also justified by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out by another road? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. The word of God for the people of God.
You may be seated. So you go to the pool when you're a little kid, and you do not know how to swim yet. Most of the time, we have two devices that are able to help us when we are in the water and we don't know how to swim. Arm floaties. And when you get to the pool and you're ready to jump in, but you need those little arm floaties, your mom or your dad probably went through their little beach bag or their pool bag, and I don't know what it is with those floaties, but you can only find one of them, and you can't find the other. Now, when this would happen for me, I would sit there and wait just so patiently for at least a second. And then I would have that one floaty that we found blown up, and I would have it on my arm, and I would say, "Well, forget waiting for my mom or dad to find the other one. I'm jumping in." Now, when I would do that, or someone else would do that, and they don't know how to swim, it's a little difficult to maneuver around with just one little arm floaty on. Now, we are continuing concluding our sermon series, Lazy River, Breaking Free of Lazy Faith, where we have been talking about how to get out of that routine, that kind of mundane easiness of faith, and truly going out and doing the faith that we claim. And we've been looking at the book of James. Now, I'm a big fan of James. I'm a big fan of James because James is a practical person. James is one of the authors, and his book is one of them, that really gives us concrete evidence of what does faith look like? Because we can say that we have faith, but what does it look like to truly have faith? Now, there are theologians who at times try to discredit James a little bit, and try to make it sound like James is not maybe as important as some of the other books of the Bible or in some of the other letters that authors have written. We hear a lot of people talk about all the time how it's more important to have that faith. It's more important to listen to what Paul is saying, because Paul really talks about what it's like to have faith, why we need to have faith. Now, I do not think that Paul was trying to discredit anything that James is saying, and James is not trying to discredit anything that Paul is saying. They're just speaking to different audiences, and they're speaking different aspects of it. But we hear these theologians, these people who talk about faith, faith. Listen to what Paul is saying. They make it sound like, you know, what you're doing, what you do, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Well, that's again why I love James. Because James is saying two things that are way different from those that say what you do doesn't matter. James is saying, one, that what you do does matter. What you do does matter. But James is also saying what you don't do does matter as well. What you don't do matters just as much. Faith is believing, just as Amanda was saying in the children's moment, believing in something that we do not see, something that we don't necessarily know how to comprehend when it comes to the magnitude of God. Faith, though, while we are believing in something we don't understand, we're clinging on to that hope that we believe in from Christ. We're believing that God is the one and only God. Faith is not meant to be kept to ourselves. Because this God that we do claim to be the one and only God, this Christ who we gain hope from, who we gain peace, and that we can get joy through, they are not anticipating that our faith in them stays with us. See, God craves for each and every one of God's children to know of His love, to know that God is present in their lives. Christ came to the world to give each and every one of us hope. Not just us that are here today, but to give hope to all of the world. To all of the world. Now, in our scripture today, when we look at James talking in chapter 2, and James is talking about making sure that we are going out into the world and living out this faith. Because if we don't live out this faith, then what does it really mean? If we don't live out this faith, this love, this hope that we believe in, what does it mean? Why does it matter? And he goes on and shares examples of people who have lived out their faith. He first talks about Abraham, who was called Abram and then asked by God to leave all of his belongings and go with a wife that was expected not to be able to bear children, and saying that if you go, you will have as many descendants as there are stars in the sky. And then, as his life continues through Genesis, we see Abraham going up the mountain with his son Isaac, being asked to sacrifice that son. What? Why would God ask for Abraham to sacrifice this son when he has promised to make as many descendants as there are stars in the sky? Why would Abraham have the faith to do that? But he did. And Abraham did have as many descendants as there are stars in the sky. He lived out his faith in God, believing in where God was leading. And then we see Rahab, this prostitute who was probably shunned in society, but had this belief in God and was able to let these messengers into her home and then direct them after that, so that wall of Jericho came down. If she had not had that faith and followed where God had leading, that wall may have not come down. And then if we fast forward so many years forward to 2019, us sitting here today I'm going to guess that there has been some individual within your life that has lived out that love, that hope of God, of Christ, and has helped you grow in your faith journey, has helped you see that love, feel that love, know that hope that we have in Christ. Because those individuals did not just hold their faith that they had to themselves. Rather, those individuals went out and lived their faith. They went out and showed people the love of Christ. They went out and made sure everyone knew of that hope that we have through Christ. They went out and showed the world that light of Christ. Because God and Christ, they want our world to be brightened. To be brightened by the light of Christ. And the only way for a flame to ignite even brighter is for there to be more flame. And so if we have that light of Christ burning inside of us, is it not our job to share that light so that someone else will catch on fire for Christ, so that our world will be brighter and brighter and brighter each and every day? Because if we go back to some of Jesus' last words to his disciples, Jesus says, go. Go and make more disciples in the name of God, in the name of Christ, baptizing by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not telling his disciples right then and there after the resurrection, okay, keep this a secret. Don't let anybody know that I have been resurrected. No. Jesus is saying, go and live out and make more disciples in my name. Go and let others know of the hope that they have through my name. Let others know of the love and the presence of our God. It's not just for me and you, but for everyone. So if we sit back and we hold that faith to ourselves, then what does it matter? Because God loves everyone. God wants everyone to know of that love. God is present in everyone's lives. And Christ came to this world not so that Christ could do for himself, but so that Christ could follow God's will, so that we may have hope. To see the love that we have from God. Faith is not meant to be something that we keep to ourselves, but it's important to have faith. It's important to have faith in God. Because if we're going out and talking about God that we don't have a faith in, what does that mean? And so if we go back to think about our floaties. You put one floaty on, then there's a chance that you're only going to see my arm and nothing else. But if we put both floaties on, we're able to maneuver easier. We don't have to worry as much. If we just have faith or we just have works, we can help ourselves through our faith. We can make ourselves look better with our works. But if we have faith and we have works together working, then we can help others and ourselves. We can grow deeper in our faith. We can help others in the world know of that God. We can help our world be brighter, be more loving. We can make a difference. So if we sit back and we do nothing, When we do nothing, that matters. When we do nothing, that matters just as much as when we do something. So let us truly go out into the world to go just as Jesus said, and to take that faith that we have, that hope that we hold on to, let others know of it. Let others see it, to live it out in our lives. Let us get out of that lazy river that we've been talking about for the last month, of that faith that we're just kind of going with the flow, not worrying about what we need to do to grow deeper, or not worrying about what we can do so that others may know of that faith. But let us truly go out and go do and live out that faith and be people of change. Be people of change just as Christ has changed our hearts already. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you for your love. We thank you for the hope that we have through you. Lord, we know that we have not gone out into the world, that we have not always lived out our faith. And so we just ask that you continue to push us. To push us so that others will too know of your love. So that we can be examples of the faith that we claim to have. So that we can help others as you are helping us. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.